Today is July 2nd. These are today's vital statistics. Darlene M. Johnson Michaelsberger, 79, of Plain, died Sunday, June 28th. After a long battle with kidney and heart disease, a funeral mass will be held today at 11:30 a.m. at St. Luke Catholic Church in Plain, with burial in the church cemetery. Visitation will be held today at the church from 10 a.m. until the time of Mass. Darlene M. Johnson Michaelsberger, 79, of Plain. Patty L. Wallace, 75, of Richland Center, died at home Friday, June 26th, following another round of battling cancer. Funeral services will be held today at 1 p.m. at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Visitation will be held today at the Pratt Memorial Chapel from 11 a.m. until the time of service at 1 p.m. A small luncheon will be served following graveside services at the Pratt Community Hall. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Patty L. Wallace, 75, of Richland Center. Stanley Dean Adsit, 64, of Maryville, Tennessee, formerly of Boaz, died at home June 27th. A celebration of life will be held at Pratt Community Hall from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday, July 18th. In lieu of flowers, the family requests that memorial donations be made to Open Heavens Guatemala or Walk with Grace in Dean's memory. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their local arrangements. Stanley Dean Adsit, 64, of Maryville, Tennessee, formerly of Boaz. Marjorie M. Christian, 87, of Arena, died Friday, June 26th at Greenway Manor Nursing Home in Spring Green. A private family graveside service will be held in the Spring Green Cemetery. Online condolences are available at staffordfuneralhomes.com. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. Marjorie M. Christian, 87, of Arena. James R. Hansel, 97, of the town of Henrietta, died June 30th. Services are pending with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. James R. Hansel, 97, of the town of Henrietta. This concludes today's vital statistics.